Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me introduce you to Maddie. We met Maddie over at the clinic a few months ago. She puts together a blog with all of the other kids that are involved in the stuff. And you wanted to get involved in the blog
The
whole project up.
I would be like a special guest.
You did. A special
surprise
guest on the blog. How did that work out? No?
Oh, I'm Maddie waiting for my
found,
special.
Yeah,
she moved on.
So, yeah, she moved on. Her mom, Deanna, is here as well. It's great to see both of you.
Me too.
And your family is here as well. So tell us about what's happened since the last time we ran into you.
I've just been going along with treatment, and I don't know. Not much has happened since I've seen you.
All good, though?
All good, yes.
Good.
Well, one thing that has happened was that blog was just an idea at that time. It was something you were about to do, but you've actually started it. So you're blogging on Instagram to help others that might be going through, which I think is amazing. How's that going for you? Does it help you putting it out there, too, and writing about
it? Writing about it definitely helps some of, like, the stress. That definitely takes something off of your shoulders.
Have you connected with anyone that's maybe read your blog?
I get a lot of people who are like, oh, keep going. It's an inspiration to see you talking about it. And I used to be so embarrassed because of the location of where my cancer is. And now I'm just like, it is what it is.
So is it more about the day-to-day feelings or is it just more of the whole experience
it's that you talk
about?
It's kind of
everything. Yeah.
So when we see this a lot, so like kids, adults, they just have a sore throat. They have, you know,
fever,
fevers, whatever. Yeah, because you said you had fever and chills. And then you're just thinking it's just any normal. Maybe I have the flu. Maybe I didn't get enough sleep last night. I mean, how surprised were you when you actually went to the doctor and they told you what was going on?
I wasn't too surprised because I had a bump too as well. And they were like, it's a clogged lymph node. So I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I don't think that's what it is, though. And we didn't have a scan or anything the first time, which we probably should have. But by the time we did have a scan, it was the size of a grapefruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the next day we were here in Boston talking to my doctors.
So mom, she goes through a year of treatment and then she relapsed. And what was the feeling then and what did you guys do at that point?
I guess we just didn't expect it. So it was utter shock. We really thought she was going to be on to the next part of her life, you know. So, but she's such a strong kid that it was just right back at it, and she's just so resilient.
How about the initial diagnosis?
That was a lot for us. Yeah.
What's going through your mind, like, when you hear that?
You just think the worst, you know. You immediately think the worst, but then there's always people there to reassure you and to, walk you through it, so.
You know, it's funny, over the years, and we've done 17 of these now, the kids your age, the teenagers, they seem to be the toughest ones. Yet, this really interrupts an important and interesting aspect of your life. Have you found that part of it to be difficult? Because you're certainly tough. You're fighting through the disease.
I haven't really been to a full year of high school, which is hard. So now I kind of hate high school. But I don't know.
I saw that musical. I hate high school.
I think it's the part of life where you're really trying to find yourself, and she hasn't had that opportunity, but this has brought her other strengths, and they've shown through.
Yeah, the kids just seem to be in, you know, your age, they're really tough, and I think that's going to be great for the rest of their lives, you know. They can battle through this, you can battle through anything.
Well, one of the things you hear kids, you know, your age or even younger, and the parents, I think, sometimes get amazed at how it's like maturity, like speeding up. You know what I mean? Like just the perspective of life, and you're like, I can't believe my child is dealing with this and acting, you know, like they're much older in the way they've handled it.
She's beyond her years and her friends, that's for sure.
So one of the things you said you wanted to be was a travel nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I hear travel nurse, I think, you know, hey, I get to go to, you know, Italy and be a nurse. I get to be, Cabo. I get to be a nurse in Cabo. Like, there's lots of perks involved, but I'm assuming.
Tight, but...
Yeah, that's not what it is, right? Well, that's me.
That's Christian.
That's my
version.
That's
where he would be nursing.
Oh,
yeah.
Sign me up for that.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, let's go surfing. But what? Explain it. Do you want to do that because of, what you've learned and what you've been through?
Well, freshman year when I first got diagnosed, the first time I met an anesthesiologist, I was like, that's what I want to do. Because he was so great about everything, and it was the first time I'd ever, really talked to one. So I was like, this is weird. I like this. And then, so I kept going, and I was like, but I want to travel. I really want to travel. So I was like, what if I went to nursing school, certified in anesthesia, and then just used it, in other places around the world?
So I am right.
But yeah.
Yeah, but she's not going on vacation.
Yeah, I know. Cabo wasn't one of the places.
You know,
Hawaii,
she's going to actually help people, not just go surfing and lie on the beach.
You're thinking of yourself. She's thinking of other people. There's a little difference here.
You could do both.
Yeah. It's great seeing you again. And it's always great when we go over to the clinic and we see some of the patients. And then they come in here a few months later. And you look great. You sound great.
Thank you.
And you said you feel great.
You feel great, right?
That's awesome.
That's good.
That's awesome. Continued great health.
What is your Instagram?
Oh yeah, get that
what
up.
What is it?
_MADIE_strong_.
Okay.
I just spell my name differently than other Maddies. I just do one D.
MADIE_strong_.
Yes.
There it is.
Check it out. We will check it out. Maddie, great seeing you. Mom,
thank
great
you
seeing you.
Maddie.
Thank you very much.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.